Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
911 dispatch has confirmed there was an early morning fire at Scandia Village RV Park. It was first reported around 4:45 a.m. No other details are known at this time.
A 40-year-old Redmond man faces child pornography charges, and police say he may have tried to contact local children. Acting on information from an out-of-state agency, Redmond PD arrested Justin Copeland last week. During a search of his home, detectives found evidence they say points to him having contacted or attempted to contact Redmond area kids. Anyone with information in the case is urged to call Redmond police.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek is creating an Office of the First Spouse for her wife, Amy Kotek Wilson. The governor says the office was previously approved by the legislature.
Our first spouses are now public officials under the revised statutes. That's why, you know, the first spouses have to submit, you know, their statements of economic interest, just like other electeds.
Kotek says no rules have been established for the office. She wants the Oregon Ethics Commission to set some guidelines.
We are working on a set of questions that we will submit to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission around the first spouse.
They will do that tomorrow. The Ethics Commission will release a public statement to answer the questions. Kotek says the job of the first spouse is a volunteer position. She's also asked Oregon State Police to increase protection for her wife and says it's the policy of the state to keep members of the first family safe. A bill limiting campaign contributions in Oregon has been signed into law.
For many years, Oregon has been one of a handful of states that don't have any limits on how much people can give to political campaigns.
But House Speaker Julie Fahey says the state now has reasonable contribution limits. Like many others, House Minority Leader Jeff Helfrich didn't think the bill would pass in the short session, but says he's pleased Oregonians' voices were heard.
We came together as Republicans and Democrats to get this bill across the line and help negotiate it for the best outcomes.
Angela Wilhelms, president of the statewide chamber known as Oregon Business and Industry, says the bill is a starting point.
We anticipate a discussion in 2025, maybe 2026, maybe beyond, about necessary improvements to the structure laid out in House Bill 2024. We know there will need to be a lot of rulemaking.
The bill also creates small donor committees and incentivizes grassroots campaigning. It takes effect in 2027.
New fire regulations in Bend could force some food carts out of their current location. The rules were adopted in 2022, but only now are starting to be enforced. Central Oregon Daily's Peyton Thomas reports.
Enforcement of new state fire regulations are moving things around for Central Oregon food carts.
I feel like we're one of the lucky carts, to be honest, because right now I'm only a foot and a half to 2 feet away from that building and I've got to move over 5 feet.
Karen McCray, owner of Mother Shuckers at the Podski, is getting ready for a crane to move her building a matter of inches to meet the 5-foot separation requirement.
Mine is not that hard of a move, even though it takes a crane, but I have a place to move to. There's quite a few other carts out in some of the other lots that don't know how they're going to have to reconfigure them to make it all fit, or if they have to bump more people out.
And they all won't fit. Cookie announced on their Facebook last month they would be leaving the Podski by April 21st. The owner of Podski told Central Oregon Daily reconfigurations are not set in stone. It's unclear if any other trucks will have to pack up. After hearing from the fire marshal, the Podski began notifying trucks of the first changes.
We're definitely going to lose space that's needed, both parking space, which is definitely an issue here.
Ben Fire says these regulations will help keep any potential truck fire isolated.
The real issue is to keep a fire that's inside of a unit contained to that unit, to not let it spread beyond one cart to another to another.
Mother Shuckers plans to move its building sometime this summer. But the future of many of its neighbors is still up in the air.
I don't know what some of them are going to do. Honestly, I know it's going to be a tough call.
Peyton Thomas, Central Oregon Daily News.
A portion of southern Deschutes County could see significant reductions in wildfire fuels and groundwater pollution through a federal grant. County commissioners have agreed to ask the Environmental Protection Agency for a nearly $20 million grant for the work.
Deschutes County's Community Development Department, Neighbor Impact, Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council, and the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality have partnered to identify projects in Lapine and the surrounding area for the EPA's Community Change Grant to address climate action, pollution reduction, and community engagement.
We're going to have a story to tell. We're going to have experiences. It will inform how we can utilize these resources countywide, but it also has statewide implications in a very positive way.
CDD Director Peter Gutowski told county commissioners yesterday the proposed $19.7 million would go towards specialized equipment and implementing pollution reduction strategies.
We have, I think, a significant track record that we can leverage going forward with the partners, and it's a really exciting opportunity.
The county aims to submit its application by May or June.
Airport security workers in Redmond, Eugene, Portland, and others recently ratified a new contract they say includes better leave conditions and uniform rights. Samantha Dolans is the American Federation of Government Employees Oregon vice president. She says the 7-year contract also helps TSA officers fight for Title V rights, like other government employees.
It's getting us closer to a mirror of that and getting our status equalized among all the other agencies.
Title V classification is the most common among government employees. It provides protections for collective bargaining, whistleblowing, and guaranteed pay increases.
After years of fundraising and construction, the Giving Plate's new community store opened yesterday.
We celebrate our 14th birthday of serving our community, and we get to open our doors to our neighbors in our new space. It's beautiful.
Executive Director Renee Staley released a video to supporters saying the location near the Ben Fred Meyer will provide food, dignity, and hope to families in need. An official ribbon cutting is planned for April 29th from 4 to 7 p.m. There's also a new distribution center on Northeast 1st Street.
We won't have space to receive food donations here, but we have space at our distribution center, and we appreciate you bringing that food there. That ribbon cutting is on April 30th from 4 to 7.
Staley says last month the nonprofit gave out a record 90,000 pounds of food.
Wasting food is bad for the environment, but it is also expensive.
Households in Oregon lose a lot of money due to food waste, up to about $1,600 a year.
That's Katie Romano with Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality. She says we waste around 40% of the food we buy. But there are steps people can take to reduce what gets tossed. DEQ Food System Specialist Jaron Dinkins says this is National Food Waste Prevention Week.
The goal is to raise awareness about the environmental and the economic impacts of wasted food while also addressing food insecurity, and all doing this while trying to save Oregon families money over time.
Local organizations around the state have events planned through the weekend. The DEQ is also hosting an online video contest for K-12 students and their teachers, including cash prizes. Visit the website don'tletgoodfoodgobad.org. for more information.
The Deschutes Historical Museum's executive director has received a 2024 Oregon Heritage Excellence Award. Kelly Cannon Miller was honored for her dedication, vision, and collaborative spirit in Deschutes County heritage preservation efforts and beyond, according to the Heritage Commission. A total of 12 awards will be handed out at a ceremony in Hillsboro April 18th.
Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.